Today we heard the beautiful reading from John, the very well-known one, about how much God loved the world. He so loved the world, it said. That little word, so, is really important to pay attention to. He so loved the world that He even gave His only Son, that whoever would believe in Him should not die, should not perish, but have eternal life. And that God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through Him. This is the central teaching of Christianity, is that we are in need of being saved. The world is in need of being saved. If we don't understand that, if we don't see that, then we don't get Christianity. We have to have this posture, this stance, that we are in need of being saved. When we live in the world, we can lose sight of that, because we're alive, we're eating and drinking, we have our homes, we go on vacations, life is good. And we think that that's all there is. But what about our souls? What about afterwards? And this is the great problem that we have, is we tend to stay in the here and now only and forget that life will end and we will have to come into the presence of God. And what will that experience be like? So God does not want us to perish, and the word perish here means to be lost and away from the presence of God in the next life forever. That's what it means to perish. It's that the soul will be forever lost and no way of returning to God, and it'll go into hell. That's what perish means. And so this very serious consequence God does not want to happen. He wants to save as many people as He can and bring them to Himself. And the only way to do that was to become one of us. And that is who Jesus Christ is. The sin of the world was so great that no single person, no single man, no single philosophy, no single religion could do anything about it. Only God Himself could wipe away that sin of all of us. Only God. And this is why He comes into the world, out of His great love and His great concern for us, desiring to save us, and not only save us, but to give us the kingdom of God, to have us live with Him forever in joy, in peace, and in life. The way He does this, the way we claim this salvation, is a process. It is a daily sort of acquisition of this salvation. And we can lose it. A lot of people don't realize we can lose our salvation. That's a very scary thought. But every day is a step towards the kingdom of heaven. Every day in my repentance, I am preparing myself to come into His presence. Imagine you're invited to a beautiful wedding and you're getting ready for the wedding. You've got your outfit, you've got your gift, you've got everything, and you are excited to go and you're getting yourself ready. This is what we're doing in this life as Orthodox Christians. We are preparing ourselves for that great day. And in fact, Christ even calls it a banquet. Now, a banquet requires us to come prepared and clean and dress nicely and all those beautiful things. And it requires our love. Why else would we go to the banquet? It's because we love the people we are going to see and celebrate with. And this is what is needed for us. God so loved the world. Let us ask ourselves, how much do I love God? Because we're constantly talking about God loves you, and you hear so many times in the sermon that God loves you. Do we ever stop and examine your heart and ask, how much do I love God? Honestly, how much do we really love God? Well, what does a person do when they love someone? They are infatuated with them. They are constantly calling them. They're constantly thinking about them. They're constantly talking to them. That's what love does, doesn't it? Are we that way with God? Honestly, I don't know if we are. Maybe you are. That is what we need to be. And what keeps us from doing that is our sins. Because when we commit sin, what happens? We fall into this pattern of guilt and shame, and we turn away from God. And that's the big mistake. Instead, we should be running to Him because He loves us. And what will keep us from sinning is love for Him. Just like you wouldn't hurt any of your own family members because you love them. But if our love is for other things, for the world, for pleasure, for entertainment, for food, for you name it, and we will not develop that love for God, and we will continue to fall into sin. And the greatest love that we have is self-love. Me, me, me. I, right? That's the one greatest love that keeps us from loving God. So, today we're reminded how much God has loved us. What has He given to us? And what we need to give in return to Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in Him should not perish but have eternal life. Do you realize that today in this liturgy, God will give us His Son again because of His love in the great miracle of the Holy Eucharist? Out of His love, He comes and gives Himself to us again. Every liturgy, every time we partake of the Eucharist, that's what's happening. And so we must come to Him. What do we say? With the fear of God, with faith, and with love. Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.